still on about to fall underneath your foot. There's a second
thing to add. Oh, okay, okay. Okay, so there's loads and loads and loads of inspiring pieces of Svastemas. Sorry. For this Shabbos. We're going to do the tip of the iceberg, but even on the tip of the iceberg, there's plenty. So the Pasha opens up, Vayidaber Elokim al Moshe vayomer lav ani Hashem. Now this obviously follows up in the end of Pasha Shemos, Moshe Rabbeinu, a little bit uncharacteristically, lashes out at the Ribbono Shel. Very, very, very perplexing and at the same time powerful pasuk. Hashem turns to Moshe on page 165 at the end of Pasha Shemos. Yashem Moshe l'shem Hashem, lama hariyosa, lama zeh, why are you doing bad to your people? Lama zeh shlachtani, why did you send me? From the time you sent me to Paro to speak in your name, it's gotten worse. You didn't save them. Really, think about it. Moshe Rabbeinu confronting the Ribbono Shel Olam like that, to talk to God like that. Very, very powerful. So Hashem says to Moshe, you'll see what I'll do to him. And then he starts with this parasha saying, I appeared to Avim, Yitzchak, and Yaakov with the name of Kel Shakai, and I never showed them my name. So what's going on over here? So let's see the Svasemes begins. Now again, let's see what pasuk he's talking about. He's talking about pasuk Zion. So Lachain, look at pasuk above, page 168. Lachain amol b'nei Yisrael mi'Hashem v'otzeisi, I'm going to take you out. V'tachas siblos mitzrayim, v'tzalti yisrael mi'avodasam. V'lachachi yisrael v'yilchem, v'yidatem ki ani Hashem elokeichem, amotzi yisrael mi'tachas siblos mitzrayim. You will know, I want you to know, that I am Hashem your God who has taken you out of Egypt. So the Svasemis begins by explaining the significance of the Jewish people always, for all generations, always remembering that God took them out of Egypt. The fact that God took us out of Egypt is a common mantra that shows up in Judaism all the time. Every Shabbos, Friday night, by Kiddush, we say, remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every day, multiple times a day, during the Tefillah, we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's such a long time ago? Who cares already? All right, we know he got taken out of Egypt. Why does the fact that we get taken out of Egypt have to become such a powerful part of our consciousness daily, every day, multiple times a day? You got to keep remembering, God took you out of Egypt, God took you out of Egypt. Right? How did the Ten Commandments begin? That's how it was the difference. Everything, everywhere you turn. So the Svasemis has a very powerful take on this. He actually stresses this in a few pieces. Yidatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem hamotzi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. Now the word sivlos he also talks about very beautifully. We'll get to an idea, a very, very powerful idea. But sivlos Mitzrayim literally means the work. But he has a play on it in a very beautiful way. Zehav tacha sheyedu sheHashem Yisparach hotzia me'aretz Mitzrayim. This is a promise that the Jewish people are going to know. They're always going to remember, they're always going to know that God took them out of Egypt. V'zeh tam kol ha-golos. Says the Svasemis, this is the whole reason of golos. It's the whole reason of golos in Mitzrayim, and it's the reason of golos today. Same thing. V'zeh tam kol ha-golos. Why are we in golos? Why does God send us into golos? Why did we have to be in Egypt, and why are we in golos today? K'dei sheyeda ha-adam. So that man should know. Shemitzido muchan lios begalos. So this is an idea that Svasemis talks about a lot. It's a classically Hasidic concept. And that is that man on his own can accomplish nothing. Man on his own is weak, is feeble, is not capable of defeating his Yetzihara. Mitzido muchan lios begalos. Man, if he was left up to his own devices totally, if we would just do what we wanted to do, so we wouldn't do the right thing. V'kacha noeg b'chol ish mi'Yisrael. This is the way every single Jew is wired. Man, as far as if it was up to man, he would live a lifetime of galus, of distance. Galus means distance from God. Distance from God. V'chein shamati
Me'ovi Adoni Zikini Moiv Rabbi Zichron Levracha. I heard from my grandfather, the Chiddush Sheharim. Ki imahaya Adam Yodea Be'emes Sha'akol Me'Hashem Yisparach. If a person would live his life every single day remembering that everything comes from Hashem and staying living a life of being connected to Hashem and everything comes from Hashem, lo hayu mastirin lo klal, there would be no galus for such a person. God would never be hidden. What does galus mean? Galus means God is hidden from a person. He said if a person would really live his life knowing that everything that he has comes from Hashem and live a life that's connected to Hashem, he would never be in galus.
Does that mean there's a difference between the individual and the klal? Could somebody in today's times, could somebody not be in galus if they live their life that way?
I think so. I think he's alluding to that. Yes. V'chol ha-hester, the whole reason for galus, v'chol ha-hester, kidei shelo yidame shemimenuhu. The whole point of galus is that a person should not think that everything he has comes from himself. That all of his success is up to him himself. V'tzarech v'divrei pi chacham chen. And the words of a wise man are beautiful, quoting from his grandfather. V'tzarech adam leida. Now again, he's going to say a few things about this. You know what? There's probably a good way to skip. He highlights, sometimes it's fasemis in different years, highlights the same thing multiple times, where he talks about a person isn't... Yeah, he's very repetitive. So, if you can, take a look at the very, very end. Go to page 3 for a second. Go to page 3. The second to the last paragraph on page 3, he stresses this idea again. V'ha'emes, ki b'chol es yesh Mitzrayim l'chol ish Yisrael. The Sfasema says that at every moment a person experiences Yetzias Mitzrayim. A person has Mitzrayim. He feels gullus. At every moment a person feels gullus. Lachain maskirin b'chol yom Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, every day we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day because every Jew experiences gullus at every moment. At every moment. He needs a constant reminder that God took him out of Egypt. Let me explain back. 1 second. Ukifi ma sheyodin v'zochin she'Hashem Yisparach hotzianu. According to how much a person remembers, God took us out of Egypt. God took us out of Egypt. God took us out of Egypt. That's what we say it in davening so many times. We say it in Kiddush and we say it in Aseres HaDibros and we say it all the time. Ein sarach lios b'fol tocha meitzar. A person does not have to exist in galus. He doesn't have to live in Mitzrayim. Meitzar means gesher tsar ma'od, a very narrow, narrow, constricted place, a place of tsar. Ki kishe adam shocheach u'mizgoy lomar kochi votzim yodi. When a person forgets that God took him out of Egypt, that it's God who delivered him out of Egypt, that it's God who gives him whatever he has, when a person forgets about that and he says, oh, it's me, I'm the reason for my success, I'm the reason for my existence. Oz tzrichim l'havio b'meitzar. That's when a person needs to be thrown into galus. U'kishayirek yakol me'Hashem yisparach. And when he realizes that everything in his life comes from Hashem and he's connected to Hashem strongly, v'yitzias mitzrayim hayachana l'doros k'moshe kasa b'gemara. And yitzias mitzrayim was not only a preparation for that moment that they needed to get out of Egypt, but the fact that God took us out of Egypt is the secret of how every Jew who lives in galus always can always not feel galus, but could feel connected when he remembers that just like God took him out of Mitzrayim, God delivers him out of his galus every single day, every situation that a Jew finds himself where he feels distant and far away and closed off from God. There's a Ribbono Shlom who takes him out of Egypt every day. Hamotzi kola lahaba. It says Hamotzi. in the present. You see that? Where is that in the Chumash? That's the pasuk we just read. Pasuk Zayin, 168. V'lakachti eschem lila, v'ahisi lechem lalim, v'idatem kineshem lechem, hamotzi eschem. It doesn't say shehotzi in the past, hamotzi. Every day, every moment, God continuously delivers us out of Egypt. Give me a second. As the Gemara says, that's why it's written in the language of hamotzi in the present tense. Kol alahaba. This includes all future goluses, all future goluses for the Jewish people. Umeikar mashma. It's mashma in the past and in the future. Pirish. Sheyitzias Mitzrayim hayoludoros. Yitzias, the act of Yitzias Mitzrayim was a lesson for all future generations that whenever a Jew finds himself far, he should know, finds all the goluses, he should know there's a God there ready to deliver him. There's a God there ready to get close to him, ready to be with him. Ukefi ma sheha adam zocher b'yitzias Mitzrayim, according to the measure that a person lives each day of his life in Golos, remembering that God delivered us out of Egypt, kein misor etzlo yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol zman. The more you feel it, the more you benefit from it. And the closer you feel to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more you remember that God took us out of Egypt, the more you remember. Now again, let's finish this off here while we're here, but then we got to go back to the first piece. Ve'irka Golos Mitzrayim hu she'ein ha'seichel v'adas sheladam mispashit karoi b'chol ma'isav v'shkaz b'svarma. Hashem Yisparach tziva lahagid zeh l'bnei Yisrael b'mitzrayim. Ki ho yutzoa kimei avodah kashar b'fol v'achkach sheshamu m'moshe rabbeinu l'ashom ki achar agul yochal aleim sheim shamayim v'lokachti eschem li l'am v'ahisi l'chem l'lokim v'gavar etzlam tzar zeh sh'aydei shibud mitzrayim ein yichol m'skar v'lashem Yisparach l'kabal machuso. The more the Jewish people felt the pain and gullus of not being able to be close to God, and they had a longing to be close to God, and they were upset about the fact that they were in gullus, vidagu al zeh, and they were worried. They were worried about the fact that they were in gullus and far away. V'haya zeh hachana l'gula. That itself, that distance, that worry, that upsetness of being feeling far away from God and not being able to experience the closeness, that itself prepared them for the gula. V'hu l'ilmod gam lanu, and this is supposed to be a teaching to us also, who are in Gullus, in the United States of America, or the Sfas Emes living in wherever he lived, in Europe. V'hu l'ilmod gam lanu al zeh, shemitzapin l'geula, k'dei lios avdei Hashem Yisparach, sheyochol aleinu shmo Yisparach, a'idei zeh niske l'geula b'meher of yameinu amein. Well, let's go back to the first paragraph. Again, he says, what did he hear from his grandfather, the Chidush Arim? Let's go back to that one more time, on the second line. If a person would know really in truth, that everything comes from Hashem, he could live, as Barry said, a tzaddik can live a geula existence, even in the middle of galus. He wouldn't have galus. V'chol ha-hester, and any hiding of God's face, of God's presence, k'dei shelo yidamesh mimenu. The only reason God hides himself from us is that a person shouldn't think that all of the success and health and everything he has in life comes from him himself. V'divrei pichachalim, v'tzar chadam leida af beis ratzon, sheish lo k'tzas tveikos. And here the Sfas Emes takes it a step further, that a person should know, even at a time when he feels close to God, even if it's an ace ratzon, and it's a shas k'tzas dvekus, that a person has a little bit of a feeling of closeness to God. Im kol zeh, lo yushkach mimenu, shemuchan mitzad atzmo l'chol chet v'avon. A person cannot forget that at any moment, it's so easy for a person to slip and to stumble, and to feel gullus and to sin. Rak be'ezer Hashem Yisparach. It is only because God delivers us out of Egypt, and it's only through God's help, and it's only through God's watching over us and helping us, that a Jew is successful in combating his Yetzer Hara. V'zehu shekasav, l'man tizkor es yom tzeischa me'er tzayim kol yemei chayecha. Says the Sfas Emes, this is what it means that a person is supposed to remember that God delivers us from Egypt all the days of our life. Here he's specifically calling our attention to the word chayecha. Kol yimei chayecha. What does this mean? You have to remember that God took you out of Egypt. Kol yimei chayecha. Shehu af b'shoa shenidbak b'Hashem chayim. Even the days that you're living. What are the days that we're living? The days that you're living, what does it mean for a Jew to live? For a Jew to live, it means even the days that you feel closeness to God, and you feel like you're doing the right thing, and you feel like, oh, I woke up for the shir, Baruch Hashem, and you feel like I davened beautifully, and I treated all my workers at work today the right way, and I spoke nicely, I had a great day, and during lunch I was able to take a sefer and read something for 5 minutes. I read a Mishnah. Wow, I had an awesome day, and I'm going into Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos, and everything's peaceful in the house, and the kids come home, and they're saying good things, and whatever it is, and we're going to have a beautiful Shabbos together. And we have, even at those times, even at the times of closest, call Yemei Chayecha, the day that you feel like you're alive. You feel like your Judaism is alive today. It's alive today. My connection with Hashem is close. Remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. God took you out of Egypt. Remember, even at the days that you feel closest to Hashem, remember that even the days that you feel close, remember, it could all change in an instant. It could all change in an instant. La Pesach Chatos Rovates. Remember, you know why you're Zocha to this closest? Because God took you out of Egypt. God takes the Jewish people. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability, even at that time, the Sfas Hashem says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability of closeness. He gives us that ability. He delivers us out of Egypt. He saves us from the Yetzirah. Just listen to what he says. V'kein kasvu chazal, l'rabos, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. L'rabos yimos ha-mashiach, right? We remember from the Haggadah, right? We all remember the Haggadah, right? L'man tiskar siyom tzeis chamer asan kol yimei chayecha olam hazeh. Kol yimei chayecha olam haba. And the Chachamim say, yimei chayecha, kol yimei chayecha lohavi yimos ha-mashiach. You got to remember, even in your most Mashiach, you got to remember that God took us out of Egypt. Laman tiskar yom tzeisam yisam kol yimei chayecha. Even bizman Mashiach, we have to remember God took us out of Egypt. My high. What do you mean? We're already in times of Mashiach. What are you remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim for? What do you got to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim bizman Mashiach? Says the Sfas Emes, shehu eis hatova, she'ein yetzahara sholeit. There's already not going to be any more yetzahara in your most Mashiach. So what are you remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim for? Afal pikein yiskar heitev, a person has to remember well, ki lule rachamov kvahaya b'mitzrayim. Without the mercy of God, we would still be in Egypt. We would still be under the memshala of Egypt. K'moshe kasov, as it says in the Haggadah, ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es avoseinu b'mitzrayim, hareyanu v'aneinu v'nei b'neinu mishubadim ayinu l'far b'mitzrayim. We'd still be there. We'd still be there. God wanted the Jewish people to remember this while they felt the pain of Golos in Egypt. Sheyedu, that Jews would know then and they would know for all generations. Shekol ze kedei sheyedu. Why did God throw them into Golos? So that they should know achar kol ha-geula. After they get redeemed from Egypt. V'achar kabalas ha-Torah. Shehashem yisparach hotziyam mi-Mitzrayim. God took them out of Egypt. Vizeo shekasev b'Shabbos. That's why we're going to make Kiddush tonight. We're going to make Kiddush tonight Shabbos. Zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. Shehu yom menucha. Shabbos is the best day of the week. I'm a king on Shabbos. It's my day of rest. It's my day of closeness. Why do I got to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim? What are you bringing me back to Egypt for on Shabbos? What are you delivering me back to Egypt? What do I got to remember? Let me forget about Egypt already. Egypt was horrible. Egypt was gullus. Egypt was the lowest of the Memtes Shari Tumah. What do I? You're going into Shabbos with the serenity and beautiful and peaceful and closest to God on Shabbos. Why do I got to remember these Echiyot Yisrael on Shabbos? Says the Sfas Emes. Shu Yom Menucha. V'tzarach Adam Leidak Yihume Hashem Yisparach. That closeness, that special gift of Shabbos, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it could change at any second if we don't appreciate it, we don't realize that it comes from Him. It comes from Him. If we don't realize it, we could be right back in Golos again. We could be right back. Sin could be at our door in 2 seconds. Sin could be at your door because we're human beings. So we have to, the Sfas Emes is stressing, even while you're at the moments of closeness, you have to remember that too is a gift from God. And if you don't watch it carefully, you don't appreciate it, you don't watch over that connection. You could lose it in 2 seconds also. It's a gift from the Rabbanu Shalom. Wow. Very powerful. V'lachein, b'chol yom, omrim yitzias Mitzrayim, kodem yichud kriyat shema. Now, I thought for a while what he means here. I wasn't totally 100% sure. It can mean a few things. He says, therefore, every day, we mention yitzias Mitzrayim before yichud kriyat shema. Before kriyat shema. Now, this can, we mention yitzias Mitzrayim before kriyat shema? I mean, I know we mention yitzias Mitzrayim after kriyat shema, but when do we mention before yichud kriyat shema? So this could mean, I was thinking, what does he mean? Maybe he means az yashir. He might mean az yashir. He can mean that. Az yashir comes before kriyat shema. But I think what he more likely means is not az yashir. Again, I looked at the mefarshim, I couldn't find anybody who told me this. I think what he more likely means is this, that in the third paragraph of shema, we say, the third way we say as follows, ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeisi eschem me'eretz Yisrael v'yos lachem Elokim, ani Hashem Elokeichem emes. So before you say the words at the end of shema, ani Hashem Elokeichem, before that yichud, not before shema Yisrael, but before ani Hashem Elokeichem emes, before that you say, I think that's what he's referring to. If you have a better suggestion of what he means, please let me know. What's that? Tefillin. Okay. Lamantisker is going to say maybe. Okay, good. He says, very good. So Joel's suggesting in the paragraphs that we say when you put on the tefillin, Kaddishli kol b'chor petach orechem, when you put on the tefillin. Okay, maybe that. Good. Could be. V'lachin b'chol yom omrim yitzias Mitzrayim kodem yichud kriyishma. We mentioned yitzias Mitzrayim before saying Shema Yisrael. Leida, ki lulei racham av hayinu b'mitzrayim. If not for God's mercy, we would still be in Egypt. V'ayidei shemavarin ze be'emes. And by believing this in truth, that it's through God's providence, through Hashem's mercy, through Hashem's chesed, that we left Egypt, and it's through Hashem's chesed that we fight the Yetzer Hara every day, when we realize it's not up to us, but it's up to the Rebbeinu Shlomo again, that's the secret to avoiding the Yetzer Hara, realizing it's not me, it's the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Only after remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim can a person in truthful say Shema Yisrael the right way. Two things. One thing in Egypt was the hard work. But aside from the hard work, there was another problem. We were under the aegis of Mitzrayim. It says in the Zohar, Shakol Zman Sheyesh La'adam Ol Acher. It says in Zohar, anytime a person has a different yoke, he's under somebody else's yoke, Eino Yochel L'Kabal Ol Malchus Shamayim. If you're a slave, you can't be Mekabal Ol Malchus Shamayim. Shalakach Avadim Petur Mikriyashma. Mikabalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. So slaves are exempt from Kabalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Ulakach achar yitzias in time, and that's why after mekabel amalchus shemaim, we can't cause the vote say sivakav lakachti, like in our pasuk. But alv became even though achakach yedagam can kilurach, even after you get out of Egypt, you got to remember that. That's why we say yitzias in time again after kriyishma. We say it again after kriyishma because even after you mekabel amalchus shemaim, you have to also remember that without Hashem's help, you can't leave Egypt. So this is a very chassidish concept. You know, I think we're used to thinking that it's all up to us, that the struggle with the Yetzer Hara is our own fight. But again, the Gemara talks about this all the time. Il Malei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Ein Yachalo. The Gemara says, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin that says, Yitzur Shel Adam Misgaber Lov Kala, your man's Yetzer Hara gets greater and attacks him every day, and without Hashem's help, he can never fight the Yetzer Hara. So that's, again, it's a big question, right? Is it up to us or is it up to God, right?
It also says that when one tries to be evil, he is helpful. But when one tries to be good, God.
Exactly. That Habal L'Taher Messiahinoso. Yeah, Habal L'Taher Messiahinoso. Right. And if a person wants to go on bad, Hashem will help him be bad. So there's no question. I don't think this Fasem is. It's almost like a paradox what he's saying. It's a little bit of a paradox because he's saying that the more a person realizes that it's not up to him, it's all up to Hashem, the more Hashem will help him do it. So it's almost like Hashlech al Hashem Yehavecha. It's a very Hasidic idea. Just throw all your troubles on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he'll take care of everything. Just throw it on him. But to throw it on him, but by throwing it on him, you're basically saying that you're trusting him and you're putting all your trust in him and he'll help you. It doesn't mean that you don't have to do anything yourself. It by throwing it on him, that itself is in a sense, you know, trusting in him and realizing that he's going to be the one to help you. So that's point number one. And the Sfasema stresses in these two pieces that we did, the more a person realizes that it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem, I'm putting all my faith in you and trust in you to help deliver me out of all my sorrows and problems, the more a person in fact merits that Hashem will in fact help him from all of those. It's kind of like I've said over in the Shir many times, I once heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik, the Kadosh Tavrach, who passed away within the last 2 years. He said that we say in Shemoneh Esrei every day, Es Semach David Avdecha Meheras Atzmiach, God please deliver us out of Golos. V'karno Torah M'shuasecha, why should you be Matzmiach the Yeshua? Ki, what does the word ki mean? Because, L'shuascha kivina kol hayom. Because we are hoping and longing for your deliverance every day. Because, really, that's the reason? God deliver us, why? Because we're waiting for it. In other words, the more a person waits for it, the more he actually deserves being delivered. That's the way Moshe Shapiro understood that. We say, ki, it's a funny word, it's a very funny phrase. God, please deliver us. Why should you deliver us? You should deliver us because we're waiting for it. Why is that a reason to deliver us? No, maybe you should say because we're going to be big tzaddikim. We're going to do all the right things. That's why you should deliver us from galus. We say, no. Ki lishuasa kivinu kalayom, because we're waiting for it. Very nice. The fact that we're waiting for it, that's a reason. No. The more a person waits for it, the more he actually deserves it. That's what it seems to be saying over there. The more a person feels the galus, the more he's going to merit the geula. Ah. Now listen to the next beautiful idea of this Vasem. This beautiful, beautiful idea. Look at the Pasuk first, okay? I mentioned it before, and I tweeted about it last night. Take a look on Pasuk Vav. L'chein emor l'vnei Yisrael, ani Hashem, votzeisi aschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. The Rebbe Shalom says, I'm going to take you out of sivlos Mitzrayim. Funny word. Now I think the literal translation of the word sivlos Mitzrayim means the burden and the bondage of Mitzrayim. Sivlosam, sevel means hard work.
Travail, that's fine.
Well, I'm going to get to that. Hard work. Now, lisbol means to tolerate.
Suffering.
Right. It means lisbol, it's the same thing, right? To tolerate suffering. But, right, savlanut, you tell a person.
Patience.
Savlanut. Lisbol also means to tolerate. So it's like two sides. It's almost like the word to tolerate and to be, what you said a good, what did you say before? Travails. That's a good word, right? Savalti harbe. So savalti harbe means I've experienced a lot of bad in my life. But lisbol also means to tolerate. You know, if you've had a lot of bad, that means you've tolerated it. If you're still alive to tell the tale. Oh, so look at this Sfas beautiful take on that. What do we say? What does Hashem say? I'm going to take you out of sivlos Mitzrayim. There's a double entendre here. I'm going to take you out of the travails of Egypt, but I'm going to take you out of tolerating Egypt. Listen to this beautiful idea. Look what he says. See, all the bad comes because we tolerate galus. We tolerate it. You know, we get used to galus. We live with it. We live with it, and we get used to it. It becomes part of our life. So what do we say? God says, I'm going to take you out of tolerating Egypt. Wow. Look what he says. So beautiful. Votzeisi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. Shamati mi avi adoni zekeni moiv ravi zecha tzadik levracha. Hey, I don't know what that stands for. Hashem, hey, I don't know what it stands for. Pirish, sivlos, shelo yuchlu lisbol al koponim tumas Mitzrayim. That they shouldn't be able to tolerate the tumah of Egypt. That's what I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to give you the ability to not tolerate the Tumah of Egypt. Oh boy, this was that struck me right between the eyes. Umize ba geula charkach. Oh, once we stop tolerating geulas, that's the beginning of geula. Wow, read it in the pasuk. L'chein emol v'nesha, ani Hashem, v'otzeisi eschem mitachas sivlos mitzrayim, v'itzalti eschem me'avodosim, v'ga'alti eschem. That's going to be the geula. When I can succeed in convincing you to stop tolerating gullus, that's when you're going to be delivered. Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. V'nireh, shemizeh hotzi Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom shomar, hein b'nei Yisrael l'shomar yilai ve'echish, ve'echish ma'ini paro, ki'achar kach kisev v'ga'alti, imkein, kodem sheshamu, v'lo nimas etzlam karoi, v'lo yotzim mitach ha'sivlos, m'meila, eich yishma paro shezeh achar kach. Ach, oh. This Fasem is like 10 times in his commentary. He keeps on going back to this. Right? Later on, there's a pasuk like this. Look at the bottom of the page. Pasuk Yud Beis. So God says to Moshe and Yud Aleph, Bo daber al parah mitzayim yishalos nesha. Vayidaber Moshe al fnei Hashem l'or. Now again, what happened? You got it. I'm sorry. You got it. Right? So Hashem comes to Moshe and tells him, Votzeisi v'yitzalti v'gadati v'lakachti. It's ending. Oh, gevaldik. So Moshe comes to the Jewish people, pasuk test. Right? Vayidaber Hashem. Vayidaber Moshe came to Yisrael. V'lo shamu al Moshe. The people weren't ready. They were in the sivlos Mitzrayim. V'lo shalom shalom mikotz eruach me'avod kasha. Hashem says to Moshe, Bo daber al paro melech Mitzrayim. So go speak to paro. So what does Moshe say? Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayidaber Moshe l'fnei Hashem leimor. This is one of the three kal v'chomers in the Torah. Or maybe there's 10. Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai. The Jewish people didn't listen to me. So how's paro going to listen to me? Kal v'chomer. Paro says the Sfas. What's that kal v'chomer? What does it mean that Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to me? So how's Paro going to listen to me? So says the Sfas Emes. V'nira again, second line in the third paragraph on the page. Shemizeh hotzi Moshe Rabbeinu Amos Rabbeinu. Hein Bnei Yisrael lo shamu ki achach yisuv gaalti imkein kodem sheshamu v'lo nimas etzlam karoi v'lo yatu mitachas sivlos. So the gullus was not disgusting to them enough when Moshe came to Jewish people and said, "I'm going to take you out of this gullus," and they said, you know, they didn't listen. They weren't so moved. They weren't so inspired. They weren't so excited. Gullus is okay. Memela eich yish meparo ach. Now how he does a dance to get out of this. So how do they in fact get out? Ach b'emes yotzu misivlos Mitzrayim. Rach b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom haya l'mala. Shenivdal yoser me'aretz Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, as Barry said before, Moshe Rabbeinu lived a life that was totally mufka from Mitzrayim. He lived a life of gula. V'kos of losham v'uksiv losham o'elai. They're not going to listen to me. You know why they couldn't hear the message from Moshe? Because he was too removed and elevated from it, says the Sfas Emes. He wasn't one of them. Exactly. That's why God's idea was, okay, take Aaron with you. Him they'll listen to. That Klai Yisrael would be able to be dovek and listen to Moshe Rabbeinu through Aaron. Without the help of Hashem, they have the same idea again. Says the Sfas Emes, this is an Eitza for every Jewish man always, for all generations. A Jew has to teach himself not to tolerate bad, not to tolerate. He has to hate bad. Right, the Gemara says a person should be margiz his yetzer tova al yetzer hara. V'zeh haschalas hagula kein nir ali, and that's why he says also Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Oh, that's the next piece. Let's go quickly to the next piece because we're running out of time. Barashi chaval al davdil lo mishkachin. Right at the beginning of the parasha, God says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hey, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov didn't talk to me like you spoke to me." They listened to me. I appeared to them at Kel Shakai. We were all love and friendship. They never confronted me like this. Says the Sfas Emes. Why did the Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov never confronted God and Moshe did? Right? Rashi quotes Chaval al Davdim below Mishkachin. Oh, God says, woe is to me. I missed the times of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. They didn't bother me like you're bothering me. Says the Sfas Emes, Af ki madrigas Moshe Rabbeinu olam b'shem ha'yolam ma'alo yoser. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu's madriga was really higher than Avraham Yitzchak, so why is God longing for the days of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov being in the parasha, right? What's the second pasuk in the parasha? Ayiral Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Ushmi Hashem lo nodat to them. I never revealed myself to them. What are you fighting with me? Even though really Alimid Emes Moshe Rabbeinu's madriga was higher than Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Afal Pikein Hutav Be'ene Hashem Yisparach Avodas Ha'avos. Live Pirsum Kvod Shmo Yisparach Kamoshu Nistar Ba'olam Azeh Kamosh Kazav Zah Laman Avram Shekaracha Adon Vuhu Shem Shakai Shu Chiyus Yisparach L'chon Avram Shekud Chiyus Mimenu, etc. Basically, in a nutshell, says the Sfas Emes that the role of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was to find God even in the darkness of Galus. But Moshe Rabbeinu lived, and that's the name of Shakai. Shin Dal Yud. The name of Shakai Shaddai Elohusi L'chol Bria. That I can even be found in the dark places. That was the role of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, to find God in the dark places. But Moshe Rabbeinu lived a life of Geula. Moshe Rabbeinu lived a life of Lamala Menateva. Moshe Rabbeinu lived a life of, when he was in Egypt, he didn't even see Egypt. He didn't even see the Gullus. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov were able to see God in Gullus. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even see Golus. He was Lamala Menateva. So that's why the Jewish people couldn't hear the message from him. You needed Aram to help him out. And that's what God means when he said, again, I don't exactly fully understand what he's talking about over here, but I'll just read the words. Va'af, look on the third line. Va'af ha'tevanim sh'mishnigah primis. U'moshe Rabbeinu al-shal yudavuk b'mashe Lamala Menateva. Moshe Kazal Chazal, Moshe, Moshe. Right? I'm on the fourth line now, on the second page. You know that by when the Torah says Avraham, Avraham, there's a line in between Avraham, Avraham. But by Moshe, Moshe, by the Sneh, where it says Moshe, there's no line. Moshe's this world persona and his upper world persona, there was no difference. He was Ruch Nibiosa. He was like super spiritual. He was totally connected with his spiritual self. We've spoken about this many times. V'hu shem havaya yisparach, she'en sof l'galusa, u'l'kach nikra shakai al shem she'ish dai v'elukus l'obriya, v'hi avodas atmoseinu. This was the work of the avos, l'varer b'teva v'achoshech, she'm mikol makom nimshach hakol minikuda apnimus v'she'akol l'chvodo baro. V'ne'er azel l'moshe rabbeinu l'osham atik yizenyen ha'golos l'varer l'kusa yisparach gam m'komos ha'shvolen, toch kol ha'mitzrayim v'hastaros. The work of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov was a preparation for all for future Golos, and to know that even in the darkness, even in the low places, a person can find the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was having difficulty with him being the man. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what was going on as life got worse and worse and worse. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu called out and yelled at God, what are you doing? I don't understand. This is not me. This is not my avoda. Yes, God says, yeah, this was Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov's avoda. They understood that even through the darkness, you could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even see darkness. He didn't even see the darkness. That's why Moshe had difficulty with the shlichus. Ki haya lamala me'ateva, kein nir ali. This tafkin was lahamshech ha'ar l'bnei Yisrael k'moshe haya toch ha'golos. And somehow the Jewish people had to see God even in the darkness. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to be totally successful on his own. That's why he needed Aaron. Oh, and look how he continues very beautifully. We're going to have to conclude with this. We're going to conclude with this. First, in this little piece which you can do for homework, he gives you big chizuk. Paro did not want to be helped. So God said, exactly as Herbie said. So God said, you know what? I don't mind that he's going to harden his heart. I don't mind. He'll get punished. That's fine. I have no problem with that. And so the Sfas Emes turns this on its face. Kal v'chomer, somebody who wants to do well, but he just can't manage to actually do it, but he wants to do good, how much more so is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to help him do the right thing? So that's a little piece of chizuk for homework. But look at this last thing we're going to do on the bottom of page 2. It's more about the Avos. Look at the fourth line. Ki ba'olam hazeh shenikra alma d'shikra. This world is called by the Medrash a world of falsehood. Yesh harbe sheker l'chol nekudah shel emes. There is loads and loads of sheker in this world that surrounds every little drop of truth. Ve'im kol zeh, ayidei yigia, nevertheless, look at the next bolded part. Nevertheless, through hard work, nucha limtso nekudah shel emes b'chol makom. Says the Sfas Emes, even though in this world of falsehood, every little kernel of truth is surrounded by loads and loads and loads of falsehood, when a person works hard, he could find truth everywhere. In all the falsehood everywhere, you could find truth everywhere. That's what the Avos had to do, in the darkness, to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the second bolded piece towards the bottom. Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Shalom Zachar Kamoshi La'asid Hashem Ushmo Echad Shelo Yeshum Dava Rak Chiyas Elokim. That Moshe Rabbeinu symbolized that time when the Jewish people were going to be Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Va'olam Hazeh, in this world, Nislabish HaKol B'teva U'kifi Yiskachus Adam Inyani Olam Hazeh Zocha La'asik Dava Ma. Uvechinazu nikra is aspaklaria delo nihira. Shaidea hester zokaliskalis. Vizeo avoda kasha. It's hard work. Yeah. He's quoting from what he said before that. Look 8 lines before the end of that paragraph. V'isa, it says, Moshe ra ba aspaklaria dinahora. Moshe saw with a clear vision. Ushar nevim ba aspaklaria delo nihira. Everybody else saw with a vision that was cloudy, a cloudy vision. So here, the Sfasemis asks, if they saw, why was it cloudy? Well, the Lama Zenikras Baklaya came into Lonahira. Raka Perish. Sheish Hester La Nakutish Mskal. Moshe Ben Zachal Kamoshi Lossid Hashem Ushmoecha. Moshe saw with a clear vision. Moshe never saw any goals. Shaloyi Hashem Dava Rakhir Salakim. Olamazet, Nislabesh Kobateva. Kfiyas Kachas Adam Binyan Olamazet. Zochalahasik Dvarma. Uvichina Zinukas Baklaria Delonahira. Shaidea Hester Zochaliskalis. Vizeo Avoda Kash. It's very hard work. Uchidimion Zeo Avodas Yemosa Chol. That's like what we do during the week. Vishabas Kodesh Aspaklaria Dinahora. All week long is Aspaklaria Delonahira. It's the cloudy vision. On Shabbos, we get a little taste of the clear vision. Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. Shabbos Shabbos Yishis Galus Yoser L'chol Nefesh Mi'Yisrael. We get a little bit of that Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu on Shabbos. Ebes, Shekefi Ha'avoda B'Yimos HaChol Zochin L'Ha'aras Shabbos Kodesh. According to the work that we do all week long trying to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the darkness, that's the way we merit seeing Hashem clearly on Shabbos. Ki B'Golos Zochin L'Emes Ha'idei Emuna K'mosh Kasad Moch Makar. Shamati mi awe adonis gin mar rabbi samti chol gvul ayam ki mos a chol gvul a hagvil chol davar shalom yispashir it's on shalom rak b'gvul b'hu at simtzum. Okay, then he's getting into the more serious things. Okay, so and then he talks about Moshe's humility. It was dafka through Moshe's humility that he was able to be to talk to God in this disrespectful way. Whatever, a lot more. The last piece he says that the world was created in 10 sayings, but you needed the 10 makos to bring the 10 sayings of the world into the Aseres Adibros. The world was created with 10 Vayomers, and you needed the 10 Makos to bring the 10 Vayomers to be the 10 commandments. Whatever that means. You have to do it for homework. Anyway, gentlemen, what's the major Yisod over here? The major Yisod of this Fasemis is we have to remember that God delivers us from Egypt every day. If a person remembers that it's God who delivers him from Egypt, that he has the ability to defeat the Yitzhar, and he throws Hashem, please help me to beat my Yitzhar. He says, I want to be in the right direction. So all 6 days of the week, hopefully, will be Zocha. That on Shabbos Kodesh, we'll still remember. Zeichel Yisrael. Even when you're in the Shabbos Kodesh, you have to remember Hashem took you out of Egypt. But this is, I think, a big chizik for people to be focused on the fact that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, it will happen. If we throw our troubles on the Rabbeinu Shalom and we ask Hashem for the help in defeating the Yetzirah and saving us from Golos, and remember that it's Hashem who takes us out of Egypt every day, we'll talk of the Zocha. Hopefully one of these days we'll finally be zocha to that tremendous geula. May that day come here. Amen, amen. Thank you very much for coming. Now, Rabosai, there is no shir for the next 3 weeks. I apologize. Next 3 weeks, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I'm actually coming back on a Friday morning, but I'm not going to be able to be here for the shir, likely, you know. It's going to be too late. And 6 in the morning till I get here is going to be too late. So I'm gone for the next 3 weeks. Everyone should have an enjoyable... Hopefully you get a little time off. If you don't get time off, thank you very much. Going to celebrate the Simcha Bez Hashem. We should all celebrate.